This is Senator Bob Dole. The Boston Celtics are in the championships, but the way the Red Sox are going, they won't meet my Kansas City Royals in the playoffs come October. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will play ball. Ted, this is good news, bad news time for Boston sports fans. The Celtics continue their gutsy, injury-racked drive to the NBA championship, but unfortunately, your Red Sox are heading in the opposite direction. Now, actually, I'm rooting for your Ted Sox. You see, I want them to meet my Kansas City Royals in the playoffs this year. Now, that would be a real face-off. Ted, the Royals are right there where they belong, battling for the top in the West. They're leading the league in pitching and are flexing some muscle at the plate. It looks like an eighth division crown for the Royals. Ted, I know you're glued to the television Iran-Contra hearings. You'd better switch on the Sox. They really need you now.
Win or lose, Bob, it's been a terrific year for the Celtics and for basketball in Boston. But give me a break on baseball. If Bob Dole wants to do well in the Massachusetts primary, he'd better start saying nicer things about the Red Sox. It's not even the All-Star break, Bob, and the slow start by the Sox hardly means the pennant race is over. Put it this way, Bob. If someone we know loses to George Bush in Iowa, the season is still young. It doesn't mean he's lost the pennant race either. Besides, Bob, last year at this time, both the Red Sox and the Royals were in first place in their divisions, but only the Red Sox made it to the playoffs. So don't count the Sox out yet, Bob. We may still be able to find you a good seat at Fenway Park for the World Series come October. This is Ted Kennedy. The War Powers Act applies to the Persian Gulf and to President Reagan, too. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.